Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Hi, friends. Welcome to this episode of Peaceful Wellness. I want to share with you some thoughts to help you through the holidays. And remember mostly to love yourself just the way you are. Now, that's been our last few episodes, right? Talking about self-love and self-care. But remember, the happiness comes from within. So no amount of materialism, changing a job, changing where you live, changing your body in any way is going to bring lasting happiness. Actually, you could say joy. Happiness is always dependent on something. True joy is what lights us from within. So I received in my email this wonderful message from Paul Denniston, D-E-N-N-I-S-T-O-N. He's the founder of Grief Yoga. And I have taken his Grief Movement Guide training course. And I just love his philosophy and I love what he's about. So he had some helpful tips for your mind, body, and spirit during this holiday season. And he has these in categories. And the first category, and this is part of his training as well too, that I just found so helpful and really insightful as well as he puts these certain areas together. So the first one is awareness. And he says, check in with what's important to you during this holiday season. What do you really want to do? Who do you really want to be with? How do you want to feel during the holidays? Focus on how you want to spend your time and how you'd like to be and create that intention. And he's so dead on with that, having that awareness of what I really do want, what makes me feel more peaceful, what makes me feel comfortable. I know we keep a very minimalized holidays season. We like to rest. We like to be at peace. We don't like the busyness or the materialism as much either. So those are things to think about. What do you really want to do? Be aware of that. And then the next is expression. The holiday season can bring up so many emotions. Perhaps you're stressed out, he says, or worried about money or missing a loved one. Instead of suppressing it, let it out. Be authentic and real with what you're going through. Journal about it or share it with a friend or someone you can trust. Find a safe space to release and vent what you're holding inside. I know this is true for myself. Some holiday seasons, like this year, I feel activated with PTSD symptoms. I've had various traumas occur during the holidays over my many years. And this year, that's how it was and is. And I'm dealing with it. I'm allowing myself to be authentic and real with what's going on, as he says here, comforting myself, using the RAIN practice that I've talked about before, the recognizing, allowing, investigating, and nurturing myself. I'm taking time to be quiet, to be in the space of honoring myself, appreciating myself, and also sharing with people that I really trust. That was so important too. The next one he has listed here is connection. And he says, instead of spending so much time on social media comparing your holidays to others, create a gratitude journal. Commit to some time during the day to reflect on things you're grateful for, you're thankful for, even the small things. Gratitude improves your physical and mental health and can also lift your spirit. Social media is a two-edged sword. It can help us, like for instance, with me, with my business, or to see my grandkids, but it can also be that evil, so to speak, right? Where we do get into comparing with other people, what they have, what they don't have. Look at their holiday. Look, they got all matching sweaters, or, you know, they look like they're having a fun time and I'm just sitting here being quiet with my cats. You know, don't compare yourself to anyone else. It doesn't do us any good. Create that internal connection, that inner connection with your higher source, whatever that you call for you, you know, whether it's a spirit guide or God or the divine universe, Buddha, whoever. Be in connection with your inner resource. So vital to your spirit. The next one he has here is surrender. Let go of trying to please everyone and embrace saying no. There's no such thing as a perfect holiday. Take care of yourself during this season and politely decline anything too stressful or things you don't really want to do. Choose instead self-care. Get enough sleep. Find moments to meditate to quiet your mind. And in the moments it's hard to let go, say a soft prayer of, help me. Help me to soften my mind and body. And certainly this goes with what I've been talking about in the last few episodes, right? Is taking care of yourself. And boundaries are a part of that. Say no if you don't want to go to that party. You don't have to go to every party you're invited to, right? You can sit home with a book, sit home with your family. You don't have to do everything and anything to please everybody. I know that's something that I stopped a while back, and it really does bring me peace. I can just be me. And yeah, maybe I walk to the beat of a different drum, but you know what? I'd rather take care of myself and love myself and honor myself than get beat up on in my mind, in my spirit, because I didn't make something perfect for everyone else. As I said before, this is all internal. Our happiness only comes from within. No amount of changing what's outside of us is going to help us, because it's always going to be something else. It's going to be another degree or certification. It's going to be another new car. It's going to be a new house, a new town, a new friend, a new relationship, a new body, a new whatever it is, new workshop, a new book, what have you. Be happy from within. This is my whole message with peaceful wellness, is it starts within. You have to be secure with yourself. You have to be honoring yourself and loving yourself, because any changes you make externally are not going to stay, and you're going to end up depressed and miserable. So that's why we make the change from within. So let's go back to what Paul says here. Evolution. Find moments embracing movement, Paul Dennison says here, like going for a walk in nature or doing a yoga class. Even if it's a small walk around the block, healing needs motion. Find balance during the season. Instead of beating yourself up for eating too much, watch your portion sizes. Sugar, salt, and fat can impact our energy and motivation. So also choose healthy options to eat too. Drink more water. Eat healthy fruits. Choose to smile, even if you don't feel like it. The act of smiling can uplift you and change your experience. So yes, movement, even a little bit of movement, makes a huge difference. Even if it's doing a little bit of movement on a chair, like chair yoga, even if it's only 5, 10, 15 minutes, incorporate a little bit every day. Walk around the block. Walk on the treadmill for 5, 10 minutes. Bringing that movement in makes a huge difference. And he says, find balance otherwise too, with our eating and also being healthy. Make choices. Make determinations that you are important. Make determinations that you're important. And if you make a mistake, what do? We don't judge. That's for sure. We have a non-judgmental attitude and unconditional love. And that's okay. Right now, it was like that. I ate that Christmas cookie. Okay. That's what I did. And I don't have to go down that path of criticism and negativity. I can love myself just as I am. We can find support in community because we uplift one another. And that is what is so important, is that we uplift one another. And that's why I continue to encourage you to embrace being in community with others of like minds. Now, I have the Peaceful Wellness Sangha. It's a community of friends, and you can join us. We have a Facebook group, and we meet throughout the week, a couple times during the week, Sunday and Tuesday nights. And certainly it's going to pick up more after the holidays. I mean, right now, be a little bit of a break because of the holiday, but know that you can find wisdom from others. You can find that you're not alone. You're not isolated at all. And you'll find a group of people who really care. And when you start to love yourself, you start to surround yourself with people who feel the same way about themselves. And you learn to treat yourself with kindness, and you feel that uplift, as I said, that support from others. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And when we have a community of friends supporting one another, wow, makes such a difference. So a sangha is what we call community. It's a community of friends where we're practicing together. So we're practicing meditation for one. We're practicing in order to bring about and maintain our awareness. And the essence of a sangha is awareness, understanding, acceptance, harmony, and love. It's a community that holds us up. And as I said, it supports our journey, reflects the truth to one another. It's where we can feel connected with others. So maybe if it feels right for you, you'll join me and others in the Peaceful Wellness Sangha. And you can find that on my website and certainly our Facebook group as well too. So I have a special meditation for you, and I hope you enjoy it for the holidays so you can maintain peace and calm and beauty within. So this practice is a quick soothing practice to calm you at any time. So getting comfortable, lying down or sitting, supporting yourself. Choosing any position that's comfortable right now. And getting ready for this practice of calming. Perhaps tucking a thin pillow or blanket under your head if you like. Even covering yourself with a blanket. Doing anything you need to do to get as comfortable as possible. Check for any lumps or bumps of clothing, jewelry, or anything else that might distract you. If you find any, adjust them now. Scan your whole body, making sure you're as comfortable as can be. Feet relaxed, legs, hips, back, arms, shoulders, jaw, forehead. Checking in and making any further adjustments if it will help you to be your most comfortable. Feel yourself settling in, serene like a still lake. And now, setting aside anything that's happened before this moment, setting aside anything that's happening after this practice, bring all of your awareness into your practice for the next few minutes. Setting everything aside for these moments to calm and connect. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, letting go of any thoughts you'd like to let go of in this moment. Let go of any thoughts. Let go of any need to do. Just being. This is your time for yourself. No agenda. Just peace. Make any final adjustments if you haven't already. Begin to experience the stillness even more. Know that you can move, but if it feels good, allow yourself to enjoy this stillness, this chance to do nothing, resting just as you like. If it feels restful, allow these words to be received energetically rather than mentally. Even the mind can rest now. In its place, there is effortless awareness. Feel all experience becoming more and more effortless, serene and effortless. Yoga Nidra has now begun. A series of energetic points will be named. Allow awareness to float effortlessly from point to point. Start by floating awareness to the point between the eyebrows. effortless awareness of the point between the eyebrows, the hollow of the throat, the right shoulder joint, moving freely to the right elbow joint, wrist joint, the right thumb, the tip of the index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of the ring finger, tip of the little finger. Effortless awareness. The right wrist joint, elbow joint, shoulder joint, hollow of the throat. Shifting awareness over to the left shoulder joint, elbow joint, wrist joint, the left thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of the ring finger, tip of the little finger. Shifting freely, the left wrist joint, elbow joint, shoulder joint, hollow of the throat, the heart center, the right side of the chest, the heart center, the left side of the chest, the heart center, the heart center, the heart center. Resting awareness at the heart center, not thinking, just feeling. Become aware of the breath, aware of the body gently moving with each inhale and exhale. Notice on the inhalation that the abdomen gently rises, then chest rises. And on the exhalation, abdomen falls, chest falls. Inhale, abdomen rises, chest rises. Exhale, abdomen falls, chest falls. Feel this wave of breath, like a wave washing into the shore, then washing away from the shore. Follow this gentle wave of breath, each breath watching the wave rise and watching it fall. No need to make any changes to the breath, simply watching the natural wave of breath, like watching gentle waves on the ocean. Begin to count the waves. Simply follow the natural pace of breath. Inhale 1, exhale 2, inhale 3, exhale 4, and so on up to 26. If you lose track, that's fine. Simply start again at 1. Now let go of counting the waves of breath.
It doesn't matter if you reached one or lost track. Letting go of the count. Bring your awareness back to your heart center. Notice the heart center rising on inhalation, falling on exhalation. Bring awareness back to your body. Yoga Nidra is now complete. Feel your body peacefully resting and feel the support beneath you. Notice the temperature of the space you're in. Notice the sounds. Introduce more movement in the body by taking a few deep breaths. Now wiggle your fingers and toes and feel the lightness of the sensation. Stretch or move your body in any way you like. And if you're lying down, when you're ready, roll to your right side and take a few deep breaths here. Taking with you any calming sensation from your practice today. And if you were lying down, slowly, gently, press yourself up to sitting. Keeping your eyes closed if you can, and take a deep breath. And when you're ready, softly open your eyes and bring the calming sensation into the room and into the rest of your day.
So I hope you enjoyed that meditation, and I hope you have a beautiful holiday with whoever you decide to spend your time with. Take those words from Paul Denniston to heart and really remember that this is your holiday and you can make the best of it in your own way, and that you're entitled to happiness and peace and joy and love. And remember, when we start treating ourselves with peace and love and all that, honoring ourselves, true joy will come forth. So thanks so much for joining with me. I wish you such peace, my friends. Until next time, namaste. Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.